Welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borks-Nkito, and today we're going to be looking at some of the findings from NAREIT's latest REITs Across America data, including the contribution that REITs make to the U.S. economy, their geographic footprint, and their shareholder base. Here to help sort through the numbers is NAREIT's Vice President for Research, Nicole Funari. Welcome, Nicole.
Thank you.
So, Nicole, what exactly is REITs Across America, and can you describe the methodology behind the data?
I don't want to bore everybody on this podcast with nitty-gritty of the methodology, so I'm just going to give you sort of the broad overview and tell you where to go if you want sort of more details on how we do this. So for the property counts and the gross asset value estimation, we start with S&P Global Financial Market Intelligence data for all the properties, but we also supplement that by reaching out to our members and in some cases looking at 10-Ks to make sure we have the most comprehensive view of property counts. We use the total market capitalization for the REIT industry and balance sheet items to kind of give you a gross estimate of the gross asset value. And then for kind of the economic contribution items, we have an EY report that's on our website, easy to find, economic contribution of REITs. And for the shareholder estimate, that's again cobbled together from a bunch of different sources. So the easiest way to figure that out is to go to the NAREIT research note titled, you know, just Google 87 million Americans, and that'll show you how we do the estimate for shareholders.
And can you point to some of the highlights you see in terms of the property data?
Yeah, I mean, the number of properties has gone up every year since we started counting in 2016. We have over 520,000 REIT properties, which is 207,000 building proper, right? Plus we have 219,000 signs or billboards or TV screens, how they're counted in outdoor advertising, plus 95,000 cell phone towers. In terms of what we're seeing in the data, I mean, our sort of traditional REIT sectors, right, retail, residential, office, they still have the highest amount of gross asset value. But some of the newer sectors like data centers have showed the most growth over the past 3 years. Lodging has also had really big growth. And what will probably surprise a lot of people, retail has the second highest gross over 3 years, which while, you know, sort of traditional malls and shopping centers are down, of course, we're seeing, you know, an increase in the number of single tenant retails and, of course, restaurants. Everybody loves to eat out.
And what sorts of trends are you seeing with regard to REIT property taxes paid?
Well, overall, the REIT economic contribution has remained on an upward trajectory. We estimate, and this is a little confusing to people sometimes, so I'll just break it down a little. When I say we estimate that 2.4 million jobs were supported by REITs in 2018, it's not like this REIT created, you know, this job. It's just a way to measure what the overall economic contribution is. So we see that that's gone up 19% from when we started doing this in 2016, which is a pretty, you know, pretty strong growth from the REIT industry for, you know, their construction activities, for the tenants, for all the things that REITs bring to communities. And they paid over $19 billion in property taxes in 2018, which was up from just under 19 last year. So, you know, keeping pace with our low inflation.
Great. And Nicole, can you just tell the listeners how you access the page?
Go to REITsAcrossAmerica.com. You can pick the United States entirely, or you can pick a specific state. And there's a nice little printout you can make with all your REIT data on there if you want it.
Great. Nicole, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And if you enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to subscribe or leave a comment on iTunes. And for more information on REITs and listed real estate, be sure to visit REIT.com.